Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bengals bring four. Jackson towards the end zone, and it is caught! Flowers! For the Ravens, touchdown!
Flowers! For the touchdown!
The Ravens gave it to the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. They shut them out, Doran. That is a Ravens defense that we saw a week ago that didn't look good at all. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, they took the Ravens apart. And the Cincinnati Bengals couldn't muster a single point. This after Joe Burrow had the most depressing press conference of his career, one of the most depressing press conferences that we've seen. And the Ravens, they remain at worst, depending on what happens with the Steelers tonight, just a game back in the AFC North. We will, of course, break down Steelers and Dolphins for the majority of the show. Mark Caboli is going to join us from 8 o'clock until 10. We've got odds and ends, so much to get into this morning. But I'm not sure if that game told me more about the Ravens or the Bengals, but I think it told me a lot about both. I think Joe Burrow is in hell right now.
Yes.
He's in absolute hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, from, you know, there's a lot to take in, obviously, from that game. And where we think the Ravens are going to be and what they could do down the stretch. They definitely look better than they did last week. But Joe Burrow, to me, even my dad texted me, and he's not like a conspiracy theorist or any of that. Like, he's just a pure football guy. He was like, I think in the first half, in the second quarter, Joe Burrow gave up. He's like, I think that Joe Burrow gave up, and he was just like, he gave them the game. He never says stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? Like, it did look like, and then coming from the press conference and thinking about the press conference and things, it just looked like he just wasn't engaged at all. And hearing that press conference, it just makes me think that it is going to take a lot for that guy to come back mentally. And you could see that in that game. Now, I know it was cold, and I know that they have nothing really to play for, but it just looked like he was just, yeah, whatever. I'm done. Kind of like this was his last season. He was just like, whatever.
The body language was bad.
Yeah.
The body language was really bad. And I watched every single snap of that game. And it looked like they were going to punch one in and maybe make it a game in the fourth. And we know how the Ravens, much like the Penguins, have had trouble holding on to leads. But then they throw the pick six, which was a hell of a play. And then you get the handoff on the interception, which is always fun. And it was over.
Yep.
They really never were in danger, the Ravens, of losing that football
and game. Burrow, like, wasn't even getting upset. Like, he was getting demolished, too. There were some questionable calls, like him getting hit after the whistle and after he threw the football. And usually, like, a quarterback be like, come on, like, you know, put their hands up. Like, I mean, just argue your case. He could just get up and then trot over to the sideline. Like, not even giving a fight.
He got decked on a play, and none of his linemen cared.
Nah.
None of them came over to him. None of them reacted. He didn't really react, to your point. He just looks like a guy who's having a miserable time playing football. And in the post game, he said, this has nothing to do. My comments earlier in the week had nothing to do with Cincinnati. I know we have the right people in this organization, blah, 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 blah. But he said it with such a flat affect. It just was hard really to believe. It does seem like he's going through some personal stuff in addition to what's going on the football field, but they're an absolute mess. And I was impressed by the Ravens' defensive performance. We have knocked the Ravens' defense pretty much all season long. We know how explosive Cincinnati can be, but I don't want to give Baltimore too much credit because it did look like a Bengals team that, once they got down, they moved the ball early, but they didn't score, and then you could feel the mounting frustration. It did tell me more about Cincinnati, I think, than the Ravens. The Ravens have the Patriots next, who are going to be steaming mad that they let that one get away when they blew that lead against the Bills yesterday. And then they go on the road to take on the Packers. Like, I'm not sure I'm extrapolating that win over Cincinnati forward. I don't think what they just did against the Bengals means they're going to play the Patriots and they're going to win that football game. They might, they could, but that wasn't, to me, Baltimore flexing their proverbial muscles. That was more about Cincinnati just being a team going through the motions.
I will say this. One thing I did take from it, it's a little thing, maybe a big thing, is that Joe Burrow was sacked three times. He was hit a lot. It tells me, and I know that the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line is not good at all, but it tells me that the Steelers offensive line is at least decent.
Yes.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't get touched. Didn't get touched against the Ravens. And then they, you know, they have three sacks against the Bengals. It tells me that they're at least decent. At least they're getting better.
You know what? Both quarterbacks got sacked in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And three times for Burrow, four times for Jackson. There was one third down where Lamar dropped back and he had pass rusher in his face in less than half a second.
Yeah.
And I came away feeling the same thing. I'm happy to hear you bring that up. The Steelers' offensive line has been a lot better. And if Aaron Rodgers can get any semblance of protection the way he has the last few games, I think the Steelers can be kind of dangerous down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
As long as Aaron's protected, he's going to be good. Problem is when he's running for his life, because then you're going to have to throw it sideways a million times, and then he's going to get rid of the ball quickly. He's going to dirt some balls on screens, things of that nature. But the offensive line probably doesn't get enough credit.
No.
For putting it together over the course of the year.
No, and then obviously doing it with a little bit of a revolving door at left tackle. Andrews Pete being out, and obviously getting hurt last week, and then Cook having to go in. Obviously, Broderick on IR. They figured out a way to gel together and to keep Aaron Rodgers upright against a defensive front and pass rush that just got three sacks. So, like, I know that the Bengals' offensive line isn't great. Obviously, they're not good at all. But but it's a decent job by the Steelers, and hopefully they can do that tonight. What's that funny?
I love the way you put that. Obviously, the Bengals' offensive line is struggling. It's not very good at all.
Yeah, they're bad. They're bad.
Texter, would not surprise me if Joe Cool folded. Modern-day professional athletes check out on effort far more than ever before across all sports. Just saying. I don't agree with that. I think it's human nature. I don't think he meant to check out. I don't think that they meant to check out, but it feels like temperature of -5 degrees. You're down a couple of scores. You've moved the ball, but not finished it.
What are you playing for?
You know that you're not going to make the playoffs exactly. And the Ravens, that game meant everything to them. And I think human nature takes over. One team ain't playing for Jack. And you just want to get into the locker room and take a hot shower. And the Ravens, they need to win. Because if you don't, man, you're in trouble. You could be two games back without the tiebreaker, and your season could be slipping down the drain faster than you can say Fuamatumafalas. So I don't know that athletes check out now more than they used to. I don't know that I buy that. But I do feel like human nature took over, particularly in that second half, and the Bengals just didn't have it. Shoot, man, Lamar Jackson, it's not like he impressed me. Like, this game doesn't make me go, ooh, the Ravens are going to go and beat the Packers.
Right.
They're going to go and beat the Patriots. Derrick Henry did what he does. He had 11 carries for 100 yards. They still didn't run him enough. 11 carries, 100 yards. He did what he does. But Lamar, 8 of 12, 152 touchdowns and interceptions, sacked four times. He wasn't lighting the world on fire. And they still won 24 to nothing. If you are a Ravens apologist, you might go, see, he didn't play well, and they demolished the Bengals. To me, I go, you need Lamar to be better than that if you're going to beat the Packers, if you're going to beat the Patriots.
Yes, yes.
I still could see a circumstance where that last game of the season doesn't matter.
For the Steelers?
Yeah, if the Ravens lose the next two, which I think is definitely a possibility. I'll have to look at the early line. They might be favored against New England. Who knows? The Vegas has loved the Ravens all year long, but they'd be 7-9. And as long as the Steelers would beat the Browns and win tonight, you got the division wrapped up, baby.
Yeah, wrapped.
Could you imagine that?
That'd be wild. Man.
I was hoping the Ravens would get a head start on that, but the Bengals didn't help all that much. We will, of course, break down Steelers and Dolphins ad nauseum today, and you can chime in all morning long at 412-928-9370. More space to talk to you before Caboli comes in here. He'll be joining us from 8 o'clock until 10, 412-928-9370. The big story for the game, though, is if this is what it looks like for Joe Burrow the rest of the season, I would not be surprised if he tries to force his hand to get traded at the end of the year, and I don't know that I'd be shocked if he retires. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's a Cincinnati Bengals thing or if it's a Joe Burrow thing. I think it may be a little bit of both, but I don't know. I really don't feel like he loves football anymore. So, like, to force to get traded would mean, like, yeah, I still love football. I still want a chance at winning a Super Bowl. I don't think that those things even matter to him at this point. I don't think that a Super Bowl or an AFC championship game, you know, appearance, I don't think any of that stuff matters anymore. Just by his body language, just what the things that he said. And just yesterday, I don't think he forces a trade. I'd be more inclined to think that he probably would just be like, yeah, that's it. Like, I've made my money. I've had my shot. I didn't make it. So be it. Like, I said this last week, a lot of Joe Burrow's life happens so quick. And it's overwhelming at times. And sometimes you feel trapped and you can't breathe. I mean, going from winning a national championship to be the first, winning a national championship. Actually, let me rewind. Winning a Heisman, winning a national championship, getting drafted first overall, within 2 years making it to a Super Bowl, getting paid over $100 million. Like, that is a lot.
You have all that kind of success, and then what are you rewarded? Like, what did the team do to help? Clearly the straw that stirs that drink.
They drafted Ja'Marr Chase. That's about it.
Which is great, and they kept his receivers, but their offensive line is ass. In the defense, it's been a little bit better, but it's one of the worst in the NFL and was the worst in the NFL last year. What were you going
to
say, Harry?
Well, don't forget the injuries he had to go through, too. He had an injury his
first
year.
Exactly right.
And that's got to be a lot.
He has had, from an injury standpoint, an Andrew Luck kind of career. And he's the same age that Andrew Luck was when he retired. I'm probably burying the lead. That's the biggest story from the game. Like, if you are a Steelers fan and you are looking at this from a, hey, we want the Steelers to make the playoffs standpoint, then Baltimore getting the win is a big story. But if you're looking down the road, if you're looking at this division now, moving forward, as Mike Sullivan would say, when you're down and then you get kicked in the groin, it can only extrapolate the problems. Joe Burrow is clearly down, and he getting hit left and right, and they don't put up any points. Just there wasn't a moment of joy for him in that game. Mm-mm. He's got to be, from a professional standpoint, at the low point of his entire career, and if that continues the rest of the season, I'm telling you, his end-of-season press conference, you're going to see a guy who's conflicted.
Yeah.
And whether or not he wants to come back.
But if you're the Steelers, I'd probably be hoping he doesn't retire. I'm hoping that he wants to come back. And obviously, finish out his contract at least, or to play at least three more years, because you don't want to have to be competing with the Bengals for the next quarterback.
Ah.
I would rather have
Joe Burrow.
I mean, Joe Burrow like this?
That's the thing. He was asked after the game, like, do you feel like you've contributed to the losing by your play? And he's like, well, this was kind of a one-off. I think I've been pretty good the last few years. He's still elite. Yesterday, not so much. I mean, he was terrible, and he cost them the Bills game with that interception. It was kind of a fluky play. I would rather him retire from a Steelers fan standpoint. From a fan of the game, I don't want to see him walk away. I want to watch that guy play football. I've never disliked Joe Burrow.
Nope.
Never disliked Joe Burrow. I used to hate those Bengals teams with Carson Palmer, not because I had anything against Palmer, but because of, you know, Chad Ochocinco and the rivalry there, and them coming in here in 2005 and using the terrible towel and cleaning their cleats and talking about black and white TV. Steelers are black and white TV. We're HD TV. We're the next up and coming team. Blah blah blah. I never disliked Joe Burrow. He's a lot of fun to watch. So as a football fan, I want him to stick around. As a Steelers fan, get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Who's going to play quarterback for you? You're never going to win. You'll fire Zach Taylor. They'll be back to the Bengals pre-Marvin Lewis.
Who's going to play quarterback for the Steelers, though?
Probably Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. Right.
Kirk Cousins.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Dear God. I don't want to talk about that right now. 412-928-9370 is the number to call if you want to react to Joe Burrow's performance yesterday or the Ravens, who played the best defensive game that they've played in some time. 412-928-9370. Of course, we'll get into the Steelers and Dolphins. Another key moment in yesterday's slate. Patrick Mahomes, done. Torn ACL. And the Chiefs going to miss the playoffs for the first time since 2014. We'll get into all the big NFL storylines when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steelers, Dolphins, tonight from a frigid Acrisure Stadium. But the Dolphins are ready for it. They practiced in the snow the other day. Kind of looked more like they were grabbing each other's fannies, just running around having fun.
Yep.
Let's get acclimated to the cold temperatures. Okay. Texter, you guys always rock bottom this, fire Tomlin that. We will never be what the Browns and Bengals are right now under Tomlin. If and when we get a QB, we'll see how that goes. We'll also see how good Reed is without Mahomes. Great. So the Steelers aren't the Bengals or the Browns. When did that become the standard? Also, Andy Reid was taking the Eagles to NFC championships and to the Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb and routinely made the playoffs with Checks Notes, Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Great text. 412-928-9370. If you'd like me to make fun of you, you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to see something that we haven't seen in years, and that is a playoff field without Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Watching it again, hit by hand.
Watch as he goes to the ground. It looks like
ooh,
that. Oh.
Oh.
You never want the broadcaster, ooh, oh. That's never good. That's never good when you get the Kevin Harlan, ooh, oh.
Mm-mm. No.
So Mahomes is done. Tore his ACL, and the Chiefs were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. They haven't missed the playoffs, Dorn, since 2014.
That's crazy. That's a big time run. And you know, I took a second to just realize how hard that is to do that. That this may be the end of an era for the Kansas City Chiefs, because I just look at it like this: Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we may see him next year. I mean, I would believe that his, you know, the rehab process for ACLs are better than ever. So yeah, he'll be back at some point next year. But does that mean, does Travis Kelce want to play with a backup quarterback or some other quarterback?
I'm out.
I think that he's probably done. That's what that means. You know, there's that ripple effect now. Travis Kelce being done and, you know, doing all the great things that, you know, he was able to do, going to go be in the Hall of Fame. And it just, you know, so hard for them to be able to do what they did. And, you know, just ends like that sometimes, but that's football. But Patrick Mahomes, he'll play for 10 more years. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about his injury. I just think it's going to be with, you know, a younger group of people.
Yeah, it'll be with a different core. It'll be like when the Penguins won in 16 and 17. I mean, you have a couple of principal pieces, big pieces, of course, with Malkin and Letang and Fleury. But I think, as long as you got Mahomes, you're going to have a shot. This year, I mean, you didn't get enough from Chris Jones. 11 games, 4 sacks. That ain't a Chris Jones season. Patrick Mahomes wasn't having his best year. Kelce not having his best year. And when your stars aren't playing like stars, it's simple analysis. You're just not going to be as good. And a lot of the one-score stuff that went their way last year has not gone their way this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the end of the Chiefs dynasty, though.
No, maybe for a little bit, but I think that they'll have another round of it. Just like you said, kind of like the Penguins and Sidney Crosby.
Well, and Tom Brady blew out his knee at the same
yeah.
time in his career and then wound up having a second dynasty
yep.
with the New England Patriots and, in fact, winning a Super Bowl with another franchise. So yep. I don't think this counts them out for good. It does count them out for this year. Does that mean that it is Josh Allen's conference to win?
Listen, man, whenever you were out last week, that's one of my talking points. That was one of my segments that I dedicated the show to. I mean, it has to be, right? I mean, with Burrow out, with Lamar Jackson potentially being out, with now Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes being out, like, no more excuses. No more excuses. You just went to New England and won.
That's right.
One of the hottest teams in the NFL. You just went in there and you won.
As their first loss, the Patriots, since they lost to the Steelers. They have won 10 games in a row. The pressure on Josh Allen, the pressure on Sean McDermott right now, my goodness. Denver, they won yesterday. They're pretty good. That defense is awesome.
Yeah.
They call their pass rush the Orange Rush.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. And going out there, that place gets bonkers.
Yep.
That is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL when the Broncos aren't good, and they are good. But if I'm looking at it through a Buffalo lens, you're right. You go, you beat the Patriots on the road, and you got to be beating your chest right now because Patriots fans are thinking, oh, man, here we are. And they're probably a year early as it is, but here we are, Drake May.
Yep.
We've got the coach. We've got baby Brady. We've got baby Belichick. Look at us. We are the bee's knees. And Buffalo's like, this division's been ours for the last 5 years. You ain't taking it that damn easy. So if I'm a Bills fan, I'm thinking, we just beat the top dog in the AFC, and all the superstar quarterbacks ain't going to be in the playoffs. Now, of course, May is one. But other than that, you look around, okay, Justin Herbert, that's fine. Every game they play is a damn rock fight, Doran. Right.
Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Stroud. You know, these are, hey, listen, if you are top tier and you are one of the best quarterbacks of this generation, you got to win one.
This is your shot.
Yeah.
Ben won his second Super Bowl not having to go through Tom Brady. That matters. You don't have to go through Mahomes now, buddy. That's a fact. You don't got to go through Joe Burrow, buddy. That's a fact. You might not have to go through Lamar Jackson. If you don't do it now, you ain't ever going to do it.
Nope.
And he's throwing up on the sideline. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, he's like, yeah, I'm surprised the cameras don't catch it every game. If I don't get it out pregame, I usually get it out at halftime. And if I don't get it out at halftime, sometimes I get it out on the sideline. Did you know anybody like that?
Oh, yeah. People throw up before the game every game.
Yeah.
Every single game. No, a bunch of guys like that.
That doesn't shock me at all.
Nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Old time.
And if you're Josh Allen, you've been doing this for a long time. You just won the MVP. Like, you're going to be doing that the whole rest of your career, too.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing that changes it in that feeling you get, you know, before kickoff. It's always the same.
I had a guy that I went to high school with in theater. He would always crap his guts out before every theater show.
Hmm.
My fingers would go tingly and numb.
Hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
412-928-9370 is the number to call. It's a fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's why I so desperately want to see the Steelers make the playoffs, Thorin, because I think the AFC playoffs this year are going to be as fun as they've been in a really long time. Like, if the playoffs started tomorrow, Houston would be going to New England. It wouldn't shock me if Houston won that game.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo would be going to Jacksonville. I would expect Buffalo to win that game. And then you got the Chargers go, coming to Pittsburgh. And I got to tell you what, I know the Chargers handled the Steelers out there. They don't scare me at all. Herbert can take over any game, but they win rock fights every week. I feel like that game comes down to kicking. I feel like that would be a tight game with them coming up here.
Mm.
By the way, I said during the last segment, I don't know if the Ravens or Patriots will be favored next week. Ravens favored by 2.5 against the Patriots. Big game. But there's a huge game tonight. A must-win game, I would say, for your Pittsburgh Steelers. And they'll be doing it without TJ Watt. A lot of news broke after we got off the air on Friday, Doran. We got to get into what happened with Watt when we return. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. We'll also talk about the worst week in recent Penguins memory. And then we've got Kaboli from 8 o'clock until 10. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bit, cautious about what I say because I'm not a medical expert. But to make a long story short, he was experiencing some discomfort when he was at the facility yesterday. And so we took him to the docs and, you know, they're going through some procedures. He stayed overnight in the hospital. He has a lung situation that's being addressed. I think he has some testing and so forth ahead of him this afternoon, and that's all I know at this juncture. He and I communicated last night. He was comfortable, and that's all I have really at this point. His status for Monday night is really up in the air. I think what transpires this afternoon is going to provide more information for us. I just don't have a lot as I stand here today.
That was Mike Tomlin's initial update on T.J. Watt. The second time he addressed it, he ruled him out immediately. This after J.J. Watt sort of blew the whistle on this whole thing, saying it was a little dry needling, punctured lung, and then a partially collapsed lung. Mm. And when Tomlin addressed the media the second time, he ruled him out for the game. The Steelers clearly, Doran, were doing a lot of covering their asses.
Yeah.
Like when Backpedal. We played that Tom Pelissero clip on Friday, like, oh, yeah, not expected to be serious. Probably not going to play Monday, but didn't really talk about the dry needling. And then JJ's like, yeah, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm betting TJ's pissed. Now, my guess, this is a guess, educated guess based on conversations we've had and just my understanding of the NFL, that might not be a team employee that was doing the dry needling.
That could be the case.
Either way, the Steelers did not want to admit any fault there.
Mm-hmm.
And a really scary situation for TJ. And it sounds like he's on the up and up, but he's at home resting and recovering. At least that was the last update that we got. But, man, I don't know that he comes back this year. I don't know that he doesn't. But it seems like it's going to be longer than just a one-week thing. And I'm happy he's okay because, yikes.
Yeah. Man, you know, to just try to take care of your body. And, like you said, it could be a team issue. It could be something where he went to the facility and a trainer, you know, accidentally did that. Or it could be one of his own people that he uses that he goes and gets. And all guys have their own people that they go get a massage by, or they go get dry needling or, you know, IVs, things of that nature. So just hope that TJ is feeling better. But, yeah, not a great situation. But you got tipped off a little bit last week about what it was, right?
Yeah.
Some texters texted in, said that they knew the deal. And, yeah, that's what it was. But next man up. Next man up.
Man, you got to go deep to get the lung, man.
I know.
You got to go deep. James Harrison was talking to Joe Hayden about it on his podcast, and he's like, it doesn't take much to get certified. He's like, when I have people do this or acupuncture, I need somebody who's been doing it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And maybe it was. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the medical field, you make mistakes. If he's out for the remainder of the season because of this, head's going to roll. I don't know who's responsible for it, but it's something that should not have happened. Again, mistakes happen, but mistakes have consequences, too. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I do think we've discussed this, that they're in a better position to deal with the absence of T.J. Watt, but I'd still want him for a playoff game.
Yeah, I would want him, but it does beg the question that if they do win out and they win a playoff game without him,
then they didn't need his ass.
Right.
They didn't need to pay him the $40 million.
Right.
Well, part of it, too, man, is it's, yeah, the depth that they have behind him. Like, we're all enamored with Jack Sawyer. We like what Jack Sawyer has done. Herbig's an outstanding football player. But if he were having a Myles Garrett-like season, if he were having a typical T.J. Watt-like season, we would be having a different conversation,
yeah,
too.
Definitely.
Even with great depth behind him.
Yes.
We'd be saying, you can't afford to miss this guy. He just hasn't been as productive of a football player. And so you feel like you can get by at least a game or two without him. 412-928-9370. Texter, there was a report they think he'll be back next week. Yeah, we'll talk to Caboli about that. I think you got to be real careful.
I wouldn't play him next week. I mean, it's a game that you could afford to lose.
NFC game?
Yeah, no way.
I'm with you on that. That's the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Excuse me. I'm going to get in big trouble now.
What'd you do?
Something bad. I'll fix it in a second here. Derek Harmon is going to play. He now has no injury designation. And as we've discussed ad nauseum, the Steelers with Derek Harmon, sixth best run defense in the NFL. Without him, they are the worst run defense in the NFL, giving up about 200 yards per game on the ground. And this just in with Miami, they've been winning all these games. Tua has not been the catalyst.
Mm-mm.
First of all, he can't win in the cold. But Tua has been throwing for like 150 yards per game in this winning streak. The Miami offense has the best explosive rush rate in the NFL. So they run the ball real well. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And it's not about whether or not Tua's going to beat you over the top. He's not. He hasn't been. He's kind of been a game manager
right
these last couple of weeks. 412-928-9370, that is the number. It's the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Coming up next, maybe the worst Penguins week that I can remember. What the hell is going on? And if you want to chime in and vent, you can at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Behind the net, coming out is Hayden, centers, they score! It's Carcone on the power play! And the Utah Mammoth, four straight goals here in the third period. The nightmare continues for the Penguins.
Yeah, well said. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Here's the week that was for your Pittsburgh Penguins. They had a 3-2 lead on Tuesday. Offensive zone faceoff on a power play and 17 seconds to go. They give up a goal with 0.1 seconds left and lose to Anaheim. Saturday, 5-1 lead with 14 minutes to play. What? Lose the game. Then yesterday, against the Mammoth, they have a 3-0 lead entering the third period. Ultimately, we're trailing 4-3 before scrapping back to tie it and then get a point. But you blew leads every game, third period leads every game this week. You had three home games. You only get three out of 6 points.
for a team that's fighting for a playoff spot, it's disastrous. And here's a stat that's even more damning. Are you ready for this? Harry, I'd like to personally invite you and Doran and all of our listeners out there to hold on to your butts. Listen to this. This is incredible. And if you're not going to laugh, you're going to cry. When leading by 3 goals or more after 2 periods this season, every team in the NHL, save the Penguins, are 73-0. 73-0 when leading by 3 goals or more after 2 periods. The Penguins are 2-1-2. They have lost then 3 such games.
Wow.
What the frig, man?
How does that happen? That's just bad luck.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how that happens. How does it happen? You think it's coaching? Like, people are like, oh, Dan Musi stinks now. Like, I mean, well, is it his fault?
I'll say it has to be on the coach.
I mean, like, how do you make that not happen? Like, how do you eliminate something like that if you're the coach? Isn't that on?
Well,
just focus of the players.
I think it's on both, because once the one on Tuesday happens with 0.1 seconds, you got to come out and you can't possibly let it happen the next game. And it happens even worse when you're up 5-1. Well, okay, shoot. It happened twice. It can't possibly happen a third straight game. Third straight game absolutely can't happen. We're not going to let that happen. And then that happens. We're up 3-0 and you blow that one. Like, it has to be on the coach. It's on the players. Everybody's culpable. But it's been popcorn, as Mike Tomlin would call it. Like, the goal that they gave up with 0.1 seconds left, that, to me, I put that squarely on the coach.
Because
you've got Letang and Carlson out there, which is just asinine. But it's also on the players, because tackle them! Tackle them in front! What are they going to do, call a penalty? Who cares? There'll be no time left.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, use your friggin' head. Have some sense. But there's a lot of puck watching going on. I think their bums get puckered now in these situations. Like, you work your tail off to get these sizable third period leads and you can't hold on to them. Buddy, like, we've watched hockey our entire lives. Never seen nothing like it.
I've never seen anything like it.
See nothing
That's
like it.
That's why I'm like, what do you like? I don't,
it's disastrous. They're 1-10 in overtime and shootouts. 1-10. They're not making the playoffs. You can't leave this amount of points on the board
right,
and
now.
Make the playoffs.
Right.
And not only that, they're a fragile group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. Mm-hmm. They're mentally soft. Crosby's talking about it after the game, and he's like, well, he said what you said. It's a little bit of bad luck. Okay, maybe once, maybe twice, 3 times. Nobody in the league has given up leads of 3 or more goals in the third period. And you've done it thrice?
Man.
Are you kidding?
It's insane. It's insane.
We all get fired up watching regular season hockey, but usually I'm not like throw stuff at my TV man watching regular season hockey. Like, you lose, okay, darn it, get them next time. No, I lost my mind 3 times this week.
I mean, I looked up yesterday, and you know, obviously out of sight, out of mind watching football, but like checking the score, and then I was like, all right, well, the Penguins probably got this one; they could bounce back. And I look and I see that they lost again, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me! Like, what is going on? Is there like a...
There's a curse.
Yeah, is there a curse?
There's got to be a curse.
I mean, that's like curse. That's curse levels.
When...
The way that they lose, they've lost too?
Here's the crime of it. And I'm sure a lot of people felt the same way. Watching the game yesterday, the Mammoths score within that first minute. I was like, they're going to do it again.
Uh-huh.
They're definitely going to do it again. And then they score again real quick. And you just knew they weren't going to win. Texter, I believe in Mike Tomlin just like I believe in the fan. Did I abandon the station? Never mind. Not gonna read. Almost called out former hosts here on the station by accident. Not gonna do that. I mean, we're talking about a historically bad week for the Penguins. Like, there's no other way around. I mean, it's just a historically bad week. And I realize they're dealing with injuries. You haven't had Malkin. Blake Lizotte's a really good player, good fourth liner, instrumental in the penalty kill. But come on. It's a level of mental fragility that, here's the thing. If they write it and they do happen to make the playoffs, you know how momentum flips in a second in playoff games. Mm-hmm.
If they make it, they're going to lose a game like this.
No, if they make it, they would have fixed this issue and they would have grown from it.
Oh, but it all comes back in the postseason.
Disastrous. This is obviously lessons to be learned, and I think that if they were to find themselves in the playoffs, they would have grown from these issues, and they would be mature.
Mature.
Mature. And they wouldn't let it happen again.
I was at least hoping that we could see Murashov in the shootout to see what that would look like.
Mm. Man, that's tough, man. Jeez.
I haven't been this mad about the Penguins in December since like 07.
Yeah. You tweeted after every game.
Yeah.
You never do that.
I don't live tweet the Penguins during December. I watch every game, put my Penguin hat on.
Yeah.
You know, eat my melted cheese on my potato chips.
Yeah.
But I don't go up and down with them. I went down. Carlson. Letang. Letang's been brutal, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a brutal season. And Carlson has largely looked a lot better under Dan Muse with that system, but you know, people were tweeting yesterday, this predates Muse. This doesn't.
Nah.
Last year they had problems with their starts, which this year has been mostly good. They routinely gave up goals, though, on the first shot last season. Haven't seen that. They routinely gave up goals at the end of periods and at the beginning of periods. That's starting to creep in. But we haven't seen anything like this. A goal with 0.1 seconds left. Being up 5-1, unable to seal the deal. Being up 3-0, unable to see the deal. We haven't seen this. Again, 73 times has this happened in the NHL this year, where teams are up 3 goals in the third period. And not one team, apart from the Penguins, has lost, and they've lost 3 games. I mean, it's just disastrous. All right, if you want to vent about the Penguins, you can at 412-928-9370. But coming up next, it is a Football Monday, and it means vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Dolphins? There's a stat that should make you all feel very good, but then there's some other stats that should make you feel very bad. So we'll get into that. We'll take your calls coming up next at 412-928-9370. First, Fam Weather, which is important, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.